Gold prices surged to historic highs both globally and in Pakistan on Monday, driven by rising economic uncertainty, sustained central bank gold purchases, and fears of deepening stagflation. In the international bullion market, the price of gold per ounce jumped by $69, reaching a record $3,395, as geopolitical and financial instability prompted investors and institutions to seek safety in precious metals. According to local dealers, the impact of the global surge was immediately felt in Pakistan's bullion markets. The price of 24-karat gold per tola in the local market rose sharply by 8,100 rupees, reaching a new all-time high of 357,800 rupees. Similarly, 10 grams of 24-karat gold saw an increase of 6,944 rupees, climbing to 306,755 rupees. Additionally, silver prices also moved upward. Per tola silver increased by 24 rupees to reach 3,441 rupees, while 10 grams of silver rose by 21 rupees, now priced at 2,950 rupees. Traders expect the upward trend in precious metals to continue if inflation concerns persist and geopolitical tensions remain unresolved. Meanwhile, yesterday, gold prices in Pakistan remained unchanged on Saturday, reflecting stability in the international market. According to the All Pakistan Gems and Jewelers Zarafa Association, APGISA, the price of gold stood at 349,700 rupees per tola and 299,811 rupees per 10 grams, holding steady from the previous close. Gold prices hit a new record high on Monday, as a faltering dollar and worries about a global economic slowdown over rising U.S.-China trade tensions kept safe haven bullion in demand. Spot gold was up 1.7% at $3,385.28 an ounce at 0815 GMT. Bullion rose 2% earlier in the session to a record high of $3,395.95. U.S. gold futures rose 2.1% to $3,396.60. U.S. President Donald Trump's broad tariffs and the uncertainty surrounding his trade policies have roiled global markets and clouded the economic outlook for the world's largest economy, prompting investors to withdraw from U.S. assets. Meanwhile, China warned countries against striking a broader economic deal with the U.S. at its expense,